Vayter in Shas. We are in Kiddushin Daf Yutes. Bring it up at the top of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines down. Frek the Gemara. Boi Reish Lakish. We know that if a person takes an Amma Ivriya, that he's allowed to do Yud and marry her. Not only is he allowed to, but he's also allowed to give his son over to do Yud. Now, Frek the Gemara. Boi Reish Lakish. Ma'ushim Yaid Adam Livino Katan. Generally, no katan can't be married, but what's it in here? Beno Amr Achmana, since the pasuk says Beno V'im Livno Yaden is a pasuk. Therefore, Beno Koldu, that's whatever age he is, it's good. Odilma Beno Dimididay, it's got to be something similar to him. Mahu Gadol, just like he's a Gadol, Af Beno Gadol, so to his son, also has to be a Gadol in order for it to work. Amr Rabbi Zera, Toshima, let's figure this out for me. Braisa. The pasuk says, and this is talking, it's saying that, V'ish asher yinaf es eishes ish, a man who commits adultery with a married woman, asher yinaf es eishes re'eu, mos yumas anoef anoef es. A person who does gilur ha'ayos with a man's wife, who will commit adultery with a fellow's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress will be put to death. Now, in the pasuk says, ish prat lekatan, that's excluding a katan. Asher yinaf es eishes ish, that commits adultery with a man's wife, prat le'eishes katan. Coming to school if it's a wife of a katan. V'yamart mi'ayid, if you want to say you can do yud. Imkein metzinu ishas l'katan. We saw in the braisa that the wife of a katan is not going to be over on Gilui Arayos, so it seems to be that he can't marry. He's not able to be married. And if you want to say he's able to do yud, then you find that there is ishas for a katan. V'elamai, so says Gemara, okay, so then rather, what do you want to say? Einu mi'ayid, that he's not able to go ahead and do yud, give it to his son who's a katan. Amai come amayit lekrah. Then why would you need the pasuk to come to exclude it from any sort of chiyav? If there's no such thing, they're not considered married. Tifshut mina d'miayit. Let's learn that from here that taka, he can do yid. And she just won't fall into the category versus going to be chayav for gilaras, but you taka can do yid. And we see that means even if it's katan, can do yid. Amar Ravashi, you know, it's not a raya, because hachem b'yavin ben teisha shan of yom echad habal yivim toskina. We're dealing with a very particular case that's known as yibum. And we're talking about a case where he is 9 years and 1 day old, and he has tashmish with his yavama, and therefore he's married to her through yibum, but not through yiud. D'mida raisa chazile. D'mida raisa, they're already connected one to the next, even before yiud is done. Before yibum is done, Rashi says, "Midrash Chazile, Kolamar Zekukalo, beosabia lechol davar v'kina liyorshav kidetan." According to the Mishnah in Nida, Ben Tisha Shabal Yevinto, Kina, it actually goes and works. Mal detem, you would have thought the kibum midrash Chazile, since midrash they're actually connected to one another. Ubiaso bia and esbias taka bia, haba leha mischay beisasish. Someone has a tassus with her. Committing adultery with her essentially would be chayv over Eishes Ish. Kamash Malan is coming to tell you that even though Yibum will cause her to be that they're married, she's still not going to be chayv Misa. She's not going to be under the category of Gilaraios. Nice little riddle over there. When do you have a married couple that the woman won't be over Gilaraios? And that is with the katan who does Yibum. So we don't have any raya right now when it comes to the idea of Yud, about what's going to be the din with the katan. In fact, the Gemara might have a law. So what taka is the halacha when it comes to Yud? Tashima, let's take a look. Amar of Aivu, Amar Rabbi Yanai. Doesn't get more clear than this. Ein Yud Ela Begadol. It can only work with a Gadol. And Ein Yud Ela Midas. There can only be Yud if it's done with Das. In fact, the Gemara Tarti, did you just teach me two things over here? That you can only have Yud with a Gadol and Ein Yud Ela Midas? Says Rashi, Hachadu, that's one thing. Kaven de ain yud elamidas. Since there's only yud with das, pshita de ain yud elamagadol. Obviously, it can only be done with a gadol who has das. Says Gemara, ma tam kamer. It's giving a ma tam. It's explaining what's going on over here. Ma tam ain yud elamagadol. Why is it true that there's no yud except for the gadol? The vishay ain yud elamidas, because yud only works with das. So we see pretty straightforward. According to this, it's got to be a gadol. Fiba yisay ma, or we could say as follows: ma midas. What does midas? When it says these two statements, Gadol and Das, means Midas Dida. It means with her Das. Meaning to say, it's got to be done in a way that she is game to do this. So it's stacking two things. One is if to be Gadol, and one is if to be the Das of the woman. The Tani Abaye Berei de Rebbe Avo, Asher Lo Yehuda. It's talking about, when it's talking about Yud, if she is displeasing the eyes of her master, that he didn't take her in Yud. Malamich, it's Sarich Liada. This is coming to teach us that he has to do yield with her. Hu tani la v'hu amala. He taught this, and he also said about it, b'kidushe yield. This thing that the Bryce is saying, that a girl has to know about it, midas, is only talking with kidushin through yield. V'alibe de Rabbi Yossi, b'Rabbi Yehuda, damar mos harishonos, lavli kidushin nintu. And it's going according to the world of Yisrael Yehuda, who says that the original money that's given in order to buy this maidservant, this Amavriya, is not given for Kiddushin. That's coming against, as opposed to, if you have a case where a father is giving over his daughter to be married, there you don't have to have das, you know, for her. But over here, you would need it. Now, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he says, I feel Tam Likidushin, even if you want to say that the money he's given to the father for the Amavriya is for Kiddushin, Shiny Acha. Over here, with this case of Yud, is going to be different than a normal Kitano, this condition, the Amarechman, Ya'ada, because the Pasuk says the word Ya'ada, which is teaching that what? That she has to actually know about this. It's got to be done. Mi das. Now, my Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we just said Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says that the money wasn't given for Kiddushin. So what exactly, this idea over here, why is it? Where does he speak up that we're now borrowing that, so to speak, and bring it over here? Tanya Willington Abraisa, Ya'ada Vehefta. The Pasuk says if he doesn't want to marry her through Yid, he shall cause her to become redeemed, in other words, allow her to go out. The Rashi says, Ya'ada Vehefta, Ve'en Ye'ida Ela B'makam Pedia, She'im Ba'liyada B'sof Sheish. If you come to the Yid after 6 years, Tzarch She'ei Shehus B'yom. There has to be enough time left during the day. Shem Tavo, Lechazbon, Girona, Dehealea, Garon, Shaputa. Has to be at least left over the amount of time, even if it's the last day of her work, but it needs enough time that the value of work is going to be worth a pruta. Sarach, so we say, the Tanya, the Adavevda, that Sarach Shehe, Shehus, Bayom, Kede Pedia, has got to be enough time left over in order to do such a thing. Mikana, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, from here, Rabbi Yosef says, Im Yeshus, Bayom, Kede La, Sosimo, Shavapruta. Mikudeshes, that is able to marry through Yud. Vim la, but if there's like a second left, and a Mikudeshes, and therefore it's not worth a pruta's worth of work, is not left, then they are not married in such a circumstance. So as a Gemara, Alma Kasever, most of Rishonis, lav the Kiddushin. It must be that the first original money is not for Kiddushin, because if it was for Kiddushin, so then even if there's less than a Shavu Pruta left, we're still fine because they gave money for Kiddushin. But if you're saying Slavic Kiddushin, that means you're going to have enough time left over that they're going to be able to go ahead and be married with what's left over. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar says, I feel the family Kiddushin. You can even say it's given for Kiddushin, and yet still there has to be enough time left over. Shiny Acha, this case is going to be different. Tamar Rachmana Vehefta, because the Pasuk says, he shall cause her to become redeemed right after it talks about the concept of Yud. So really, the original money is for it, but the point is that because it's comparing it to the idea of Hefdan, she shall be able to be redeemed. That's to be enough money of a pruta to redeem her. But still, it's from the kesef of Kiddush. It's a kesef she's used to be bought as Amaria that's going to be used for that. Amarava Amarav Nachman Omer Adon Lebito Ketanatzi V'kabli Kiddushayich Midi Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we know that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that the original money that's given by the Amarviyah is not for Kiddushin, and that's why he says you need to have left over enough time that's going to be a pruta, and that's where they're going to be married from. So now we're saying, we can learn out from this, that a man, that from the way he understands Yehuda, that a man can say to his daughter, who's a Katana, go and accept your Kiddushin. She's able to go and accept it on her own without her tate like being part of this. How do we learn that out from him? Lav Amar Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, most have shown us lav Kiddushin too. Is it not so that he says that the original money is not given for Kiddushin? V'chim Mishayar Bal Shavu Pruta have a Kiddushin. If it's left over Shavu Pruta, then it's Kiddushin. Right? And even though we don't find that the father's involved at all, Hachanami Loshnos. So here also, when the man tells his daughter, go and keep and get the Kiddushin, therefore it's not, no different than there, and Kiddushin will be able to work here also. We want to learn that from the din of Yud that it's automatic without the father involved. Even though she's a katana, so it should work also in a case where the father says, go ahead and go and take it. When she's a katana, in a regular case, a man says to his daughter, go accept her as a katana, accept kedushin over here, it's going to work, period. And if one does kedushin we saw this back on Daf Vav, I think it was. someone that goes ahead, who marries a woman by letting go the loan on which there was a mashkon, a collateral that was holding on, mikudeshes, they are married. Where do we learn that out from? Midah Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, from the Dinah of Rabbi Yehuda. The woman owes the guy money, and he says he lets it go, even though he took collateral to make sure she's going to pay it back. Even though he isn't going to give it back, it's still, they're considered that they're mikudeshes. We learn that from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. How so? Lav am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, ma'os harishon, as lav l'kedushin etnu. The original money that a master goes and buys am avriya is not considered for kedushin, right, not for kedushin. And that yid is going to work over the fact that he is waiving the Amma Avriya's remaining work that she has to do for him. Hai halvahi, this debt that she owes him to work is considered like a loan which he owes him. Vehi gufa mashkani, and she herself is considered the mashkan. Peep, turn the page. Yotes Amma Beis. And what do we end up finding from this? V'chi mishayir bo shava pruta umiyayid. And we said that when the master leaves over shava pruta of time left, and you know, for to working time to do something, then he goes and he gets married to her through yud. How kedushin it works? Hachanami loshna. Here too, if a man goes and does kedushin with a woman by allowing by letting go of a loan which he held on to the maskon, is no different, and it should work as well. Now we find a machlokas about this in reference to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda that said that it's not the kesef, the money that's given to the Amvi is not considered kesef kiddushin. Tanarabanan. Ketzad mitzvahs yid. How does mitzvah yid work? Omer lebefnei shtayim. The master says to the Amavriya in front of two people, Hare at mikudeshesli, Hare at milresesli. If he says one of these things, Afilu besof sheish, Afilu samach lushkiya sachama. Even at the very end of the 6 years, or just before it's going to be Shkia, on the very last day, Rashi's Biyom Hashlam Asam, the very last day, V'noig Ba Minag Ishas V'eno Noig Ba Minag Shivchas, he then treats her like a wife, not as a servant. Rashi Behuda Omer Im Yeshus Biyom Kedei Lasos Imo Shavapruta. If there's enough time to do to leave over a Shavapruta, then Mikudeshes V'emlab. If not, Einu Mikudeshes. So what do you see? We see that Tanakama is saying, seemingly even without that, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, you've got to have that. Mashal la'omer le'isha, a mashal, a case where a man says to a woman, hiskat shili me'achshav la'achar shloshim yom. Be married to me from now, but after 30 days. She says, mekudeshes l'rishon, dehachika amayla, me'ata nitchalu iba'ina behu, now we're married if I want. So the din is, Rashi's, I jumped the gun a little bit. So somebody else goes and marries her, gives her money for within 30 days. She's married to the first one. Because the Mefreya, it ends up working out. Now, says the Gemara, Mashal Aman. Where is this Mashal jumping for? Who is this Mashal? Elim, right, the question is this a Mashal for the Tanakama? Or is it a Mashal for Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda? Elim a mashal Rabbi Yosef, who do you want to say that's who it's a mashal for? Ha im yeshus bayom kedei la'asus imo shava pruta. It says over there, that's only if, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, if there's enough time, shava pruta mekudeshes ve'em lav lo. But if not, then no. Kum techois, it's only being affected by the very end and not retroactively, so it can't be that it's a mashal for him. Amar of Achav Rabbi Yehuda, mashal rabbanon. It's a mashal for the Tanakhama, for the Rabbanan. Says the Heiliger Rashi, Rabbanan midivri chachamim under lemaiden. We learn now from the words of the rabbis, the Amri, afilu ein shahus. Even if there's no time, there's a drop before skia. The kaseri lekach nita mos harishonos. That's for the mos harishonos. The ibayin and liyude, yehiyud me'achshav should be yield from now. The ilav, but he shaita matchile b'may mekat shahashta. Then what are you being mikdash from now? So therefore, they must be saying it's going all the way back. Says Gemara, pshita. Obviously, it's going according to the Tanakam, the Chacham over the Rabbanan. So why do you have to go and say this? Ma'adatema, you'd have thought, hallo amr le me'achshav. By the case of Yud, the father didn't say. I'm sorry. The Baal, the master, the Adon didn't say to the father, it should work from now. If we then, etc. But still, it does work retroactively. we could now then say that in the case of regular kedushin also, that it doesn't have to be said straight up in order to work. Kamash Milan, therefore, comes to tell us that in the case of regular kedushin, you would need to say it. Tanya Idach. Now we have another braisa that says, Hamocher is Bito. Someone who goes and he sells his daughter as an Amma of Ria. And Vahalach Vekishel Acher. Then he goes and he marries off to another person. Sichig Ba'adon Umukadesh is Lasheni. The father's messing with the master. And she's actually Mikudesh to the second one. He could have originally done some sort of Yud, but now she's married. Dir Rabbi Yosef Rehuda is Akhazak Rabbi Yosef Rehuda. The Chachamim Amar B'Chacham say, Im Ratzel Liyad Miyad, if the master wants to come and do Yud right now, he can do Yud. Like, sorry, you're not messing me over. Mashal La'omer Le'isha Re'at Mugudesh Liyach HaShoshim Yom. It's a mashal of a guy who says to a woman, you're married to me after 30 days. Rashi is calling me Kan Atalami La'omer Le'isha. Right, so you live for 30 days. Mugudesh L'Sheni, that she's going to be married to the second one. Because the second one married her before the first one, it actually came into effect because it wasn't there 30 days. Mashal Aman. Oh, so now who's the mashal for? Imel Rabbanan. If one says going to Rabbanan, Ha'ami Rabbanan, Imratzel Yayid Miayid. If he wants, he can do Yid. And then stop the second one. Elam Rav Achmi Rav, Mashal Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So Mashal Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that the second one's Kiddushin actually does work, and the Adon is not allowed to go and do Yud. Says the Gemara, Pshita, obviously, this is going to go to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Why do you have to tell us this? No matter the time, you would have thought that in the case of Yud, when the Adon gave the money, he didn't say to the girl that Yud's going to happen after 30 days. But when a man does say that Kiddushin takes after 30 days, the Kiddushin would happen, I'm afraid, and the second guy wouldn't be able to get married to her during that time. Kamash Malan, that's not true. Tanya Yidach, we have another brisa about Yud. Hamocher is Bito Upasak Al Menash Lo Yayid. The person tells his daughter, and he says, Mefurish, I'm selling to you on condition that you're not able to do Yud. This Skyim tonight, right, the Al Menash Lo Yayid, that you won't do Yud. This Skyim Tanai, the Tanai stands, and he is not allowed to do Yud. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chum Omrim Imratz Liyayid Miyayid. If he wants to do Yud, he can. B'pnei Sheis No Matzah Goes In B'Torah. You're making a Tanai and something's written in the Torah. And the din is, as we know, V'chol Amas Na'amash Shekos B'Torah. Tanai Batol. It's Batol Mavotol. But the Ma'is says Kayim. Rabbi Meir Tanai Kayim. In fact, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir, is it true that the Tanai is actually Kayim V'Tanya? We learned in the Braisa. Ha'omer Li'isha, some says to a woman, Harei Mugudesh Liyamanash She'ein Loch Alai She'er Kses Vona. I'll be married. You'll be married to me on condition that I don't have to do she'er kesus anona. That's, you know, take care of the food and clothing and tashmish. Harizim gudash esu tanai batal. They are mekudosh and the tanai is batal. Divi Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir says that. Well, here seemingly not. What's going on? Rabbi Huda Omer bedaver sheba mamon tanai kaim. If it's a davar sheba mamon, meaning that having giving food and clothing, then it's going to be mekuyim. But the bottom line is, you see Rabbi Meir over here versus Rabbi Meir over there. That says that it's not going to be good. What's going on? Amar Chizki comes and he explains that this is the dealio. Rabbi Meir is going to be maskim that someone's masking because of the Torah, then it's tonight is going to be batal. Shani Hacha, the army called Le'ama. But here, in the case of Yud, he says that not to do Yud, it's different because the Pasuk says that a man is selling his daughter as a maidservant. The word Le'ama comes up more than once, and pa'amim she'enu mocha ella la'ama bavad, which is teaching that sometimes he's selling her only as an amma, and it doesn't give her the ability to go and to marry her. So therefore, even though Rabbi Meir would generally say masha maskas matavis tanai batel, he says that in a case when it comes to yid, that would work because the Torah itself would allow it to marry only as a maidservant. For rabbanan hai la'ama my avdalei. Rabbanan, who say Masha Makas Mustafa tonight is going to be batal. What are they going to say about the word La'ama? Ha'imi Ba'ili L'chadayin, even for the following Baisa. La'ama, it says a man should sell his daughter as a maidservant, Malami Chemocha L'psulim. The father is allowed to sell the seller to psulim. That means people she's not allowed to marry. Says Rashi, Mamzer V'nasin, Shen Rishai Liyayid V'inunim Karislam. You can sell it, but only for shvachos. which is amazing. They're not out of a relationship with one another. So girls sold to such a thing, it actually is being sold just as a maidservant. Because not able to do yid. V'halo dinhu. In fact, the Gemara, isn't this a din of kavachomer? Im mikadsha lipsulim. If a father can marry off his daughter to psulim. Right, in a regular case, Rashi says the kiddushin tofsim b'chayv elav. And if it's alav, kiddushin ar is tofes. Lo yim karenu lipsulim. If you can be mikadish to psulim, but you're not allowed to sell it to psulim. B'tmiya, says Rashi. Obviously, if you can go marry off your daughter to someone who's a psul like a mamzer, obviously then you can sell her to her. Because over there, it's just like with the theoretical marrying her. Over there, it's a vad they're marrying her. So it's a gemara. No, you can't bring her right from there. You can't bring kal v'chomer. Because ma'le mikadsha lepsulim shekin adam mikadash bito kashin naira. How can you go and compare the ability to go marry to someone who's a psul? Because shekin adam mikadash, we know a man can marry off his daughter even when she's a naira. So we find that his ability over Kiddushin is pretty strong. Yim Kerenu, the Psulim. So now you're going to bring a raya that never says he can sell her to Psulim. Sheino de Mochez Bito, because she's a Naira. A man can't sell his daughter when she's a Naira. And therefore, we find that there it's a limited ability. He can only sell her as a Katana, not as a Naira. Right? Rashi brings the Gemara in Erechin. You learn that from a kavachomer. If a girl who's already been sold as an amavriya goes out when she becomes a naira, then obviously then kavachomer, a girl can't be initially sold as a naira. So therefore, you don't have a raya over here. Talmud lomar le'ama. So we say we can't figure this out over here logically. So we say straight up, Talmud lomar le'ama. Saying a man sells his daughter for a maidservant, malamed shemocha lipsulim, which is teaching that he's allowed to go and sell her to psulim. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Omer, he comes in and explains it differently. Imla lamed shemocha lipsulim, if you want to say that it's coming to teach that the father can sell her for psulim, can't be. Why? Arik far namar imra'a be'eni adonea. It already says if she is displeasing in the eyes of her master, they didn't do yid. So the pasuk here is talking about someone of a master, the adon, who was a psul, a pasul. And we say shera binisueha, meaning the amma's marriage to him is ra, is bad, meaning it's not allowed. Rashi says shasurlo mia tafsi lebo, but it still would work. But tafsi lebo kedushin kiddushiva shelo yadam mikan shemochel psulim. It's all psulim. So matam lo mila amma. What do you do with the word amma then? Malamed shamocha. Beep, turn the page. Chaf amanal. Likrovim. It's coming to teach. You can even sell her to krovim, where she's not allowed to marry at all. Rash is afagav she'ein kan yud. She'ein kedushin tosuma, because kedushin is not tofes. Now, the Bresa goes on, asking where Belezer has to bring a pasuk to teach his fellow dinu. Is this a kavachomer? Im mocha lepsulim. She's allowed to be sold to psulim, to mamzerim, like the sort. Loyim Karenu le Krovim, but she shouldn't be able to be sold to Krovim. This is Gemara, what do you mean? But Mala Mocher, and how could you bring such a Kavachomer? Mala Mocher le Psulim, Shem Rotzel Yayid, Meyayid. When it comes to being Mocher to Psulim, if they wanted to Yid, it would actually work. In Karenu le Krovim, Shem Rotzel Yayid, Inu Meyayid. If they wanted to Yid, they're not able to do Yid. What are you trying to bring in comparison over here? So this is Gemara, I'm going to call Le Amma, Malamit Shem Mocher le Krovim. It says Le Amma, which is telling you that you can go and sell it to Krovim because you're allowed to sell. Even if it's just as an amma, as a maidservant. Okay. If we go back, we know we saw, according to Rabbi Meir, that he says on the Yud Tesamon Aleph, that when it says the word la'amma, it's teaching us something else entirely. That the father has the ability to make a tenai in selling the daughter, saying that he's not allowed to do yud. So then how is he going to learn out that a sale to psulin is taka going to be work? It's going to work. Remeir lepsulin nafkale mehach mehecha, the nafkale the Rabbi Elazar. Remeir learns out that a girl can be sold to psulim like mamzerim from the same place in the pasuk. Rabbi Elazar learns bekrovim savrla kederabanan, and from the same place Rabbi Elazar learns it out. He learns it from the pasuk that says that if she is imra'a b'nei adonai she'll lo ya'ada v'hefta, if she was displeasing in the eyes of the masters, he learns it from. And bekrovim savrlak rabbanan. And the reference to the fact that he could sell to the krovim, he uses the word la'ama already. So how do we know that he could sell to krovim? The amri, ain mochel krovim. He goes according to Rabbanu and say you're not able to sell to the krovim. And we saw this earlier in Daf Yud Ches, that if you're not able to go and do yid, you're not able to actually do it all together. Now, we just brought up over here about whether or not you can sell to the krovim. One opinion says yes, and they're saying no. Tani chada, one bryce that says mochel aviv, a father can sell his daughter to his father, meaning to grandpa. Vein mochel lebno, but she's not allowed to go and sell it. Sell her lebno to his son, meaning to her brother. Why it is you're allowed to do it to the grandfather, that's a good question. We're going to get into it, but the point is that you can sell it to the brother. Both of them are in Isser Kares. Another Baisa says, Ain mochin lo b'no, can't sell it to either. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, Ain mochin lo b'no, makes sense. Ki Rabbanan, it goes to Rabbanan, who say you can't be sold to relatives. Nothing doing over here. Ela mochin lo aviv, Ain mochin lo b'no, come on, who's that going like? Look at Rabbanan, look at Eliezer. It's not going to according to Rabbanan, it says you can't sell it to relatives. It's not going to Eliezer, who says that a girl can be sold to any usher relative. Li'olam, says the Gemara, it's Rabbanan. It goes according to Rabbanan. And I, what about the grandfather? Modu Rabbanan, hechad ikat sad yid. Rabbanan are modeh, where there is a opening, a possibility of doing yud, that it's going to be a good sale. Why is there a tzad yud over there? Because we know that you can be married to the son of the master as well. So what's coming out is that if let's say you have a grandfather, and he has a son, we'll call him father, and he has a daughter called daughter. So grandfather, father, daughter. So the father can sell his daughter to the grandfather, to his father, namely, because maybe that grandfather has another son, and therefore you can marry him off to over there. Therefore you can even sell to him, even though he's not able to do yud with them, but he can't do it with father's son, namely her brother, because there's no opening for yud over there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.